to Universal Times. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of the Syrian delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jaffari, criticized the opposition for calling a pause in the negotiations on the country's political transition. Speaking Wednesday, he said if they leave, the talks will not lose anything. He said they don't represent the Syrian people.
Quite on the contrary. By leaving, they may be taking away a major obstacle, and that will allow us to reach a solution.
The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens a cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed to be carried out by the government killed at least 44 people in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. A Western diplomat told Reuters that Geneva talks might not resume for at least a year if they're abandoned now. The UN Refugee Agency has confirmed reports that up to 500 people may have lost their lives when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank early this month in the Mediterranean between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
They were being transferred by the smugglers who were in command of their boat to a larger vessel that was already carrying hundreds of people. And while they were doing this in the middle of the sea at night, the bigger vessel went down.
The incident occurred April 8th. Monday, witnesses and survivors told VOA an unknown number swam to boats nearby and were taken to Greece. All were from African countries. A strong 6.1 magnitude aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast Wednesday, frightening residents barely able to recover from Saturday's powerful earthquake. This is VOA News.